don't think you're soft, man, but I do think you miss Goo.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Huh. Don't we all?
By the way, one of the things that you may know about me is I follow rules. I'm a rule follower. And I also make rules. And
that you don't follow.
One came up today that it's such a no-brainer. And I'm surprised somebody disagrees with me. But if your team moves, yes, you have a choice. You can continue to follow your team that moved. That's fine. Or you can become a fan of another team. Those are the rules.
This we do agree on.
Thank you.
This we absolutely do agree on. And I feel prepared to tackle this subject more than most, because every single team that I have been a fan of in my life is either in the process of moving or has already moved. So my family's from... Yeah, exactly, Ken. You can sit this one out. No, it was brought up because I forget it was...
Go ahead, Ken.
Yeah, Ken, what...
Open it up!
What was the situation?
Well, we were talking about Papa and how he went from the Niners...
The Raiders to the Niners.
Raiders to the Niners,
yes.
Right.
Yes.
And... Or were we talking about... I think it was Lubman, too. He was like...
We're talking about Sam Lubman, yeah, who is wearing a Raiders jersey today.
Okay.
And Ken says, why is he wearing a Raiders jersey? And I said, well, because he used to be a Raiders fan when they played in Oakland.
Okay.
And now he supports the Niners.
Oh, smart.
And Ken said, well, you can't do that.
Oh, he did it.
Well, I also said there's exceptions to the rule.
Oh, okay.
Because if you're a Browns fan and they go and change themselves to the Ravens,
right?
All but go ahead, change. You know, it's Seattle to OKC. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he could have made it easier and just said, "Steiny, you're right. You're right."
But you're not.
No, I am. You just said I was.
No, he actually is. This is the one thing I will agree with him on today. But the thing is, I will say, it is a little strange to go from being a Raiders fan to a Niners fan.
For you.
Yeah, but you can do it. It's not out of bounds.
Of course you can.
I'm not going to tell anybody how to fan when their team leaves their city, because everybody reacts differently. I have a lot of family members that live in San Diego. Some, the Chargers are dead to them. To others, they still support the Chargers in Los Angeles, and they make the trip up to go watch games. That's their prerogative.
Right.
The Warriors, last I checked, don't play in Oakland anymore, and I know they're close, but people still support the Warriors.
Right.
Not saying people chose another team, but...
My point is, I was probably the biggest Warrior fan in the Bay Area when they were in Oakland.
Well, you worked for them.
They moved, and that's why I became a fan of the Timberwolves, because I had that right.
Wait a minute.
And I took advantage of it.
Well, but before you were a fan... of the Timberwolves.
Yes.
You were a fan of the Hawks.
Yeah.
Because you had a personal connection.
Sure. Uh-huh.
You know, it's why I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do with the A's, because I got to figure out whether I'm still going to be a fan of them or not. And if not, I have another team in mind already.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you do have. See, now, in your case,
what?
You already have a second favorite team. So they must be elevated.
Yeah.
They may not be leapfrogged.
No, I have a power
rankings. It's the Padres.
Yes.
Fine.
Because I have family.
But you can't all, like...
And I have friends that work for the team. Or actually a couple people that play for the team.
All right, so it's not really a tough decision.
Well, yeah, but it's...
Pack it in with the A's.
That's my power rankings. Well, they already did that. September 26th, final home game.
All right.
A month away.
Let's go out to Ray in Watsonville. Ray wants to talk Niners football. Hey, Ray, how you doing, man? You excited about tonight's game?
Hey. Yeah, I'm real excited, Steiny. You can hear it in my voice. hey, think about this, okay? You got three preseason games. You got 17 regular season games. Remember, there was only really one game in preseason that really mattered. It was like a dress rehearsal. You know, now it seems like, you know, the starters are playing maybe one series. My point is this, as far as with, I think the team, is playing the way that they're playing so they can get Ayuk back and Trent Williams. What do you think, Sammy? I think they're acting this bad and putting on a bad show so they can get them back. I'm jesting, but think about this, okay? Real quick, the MLB, NBA, when they sign a contract, that contract is when they get hurt that next day, they get all guaranteed money.
Right.
NFL, I never understood why in the world their union would agree to, you know, it's, I mean, think about it, NFL, not for long, right?
Yep.
And you think about it, if they get hurt, if they don't play well, they're moving on to the next guy. And I think that these guys should get paid. I mean, that's the roughest sport out there. Baseball, you're sitting in the outfield, you're waiting for a ball to come to you. I mean, the basketball, I mean, really, you ever see them? I love basketball. I love the Warriors. But you think about it, I mean, these guys are getting way overpaid. Some of them, some deserve their money, and others are getting, you know, $100 million contract for what? Doing what? 5 points a game? One rebound? NFL, every play you can get hurt. Every play something can happen to you. Think about who was our linebacker in the Super Bowl going out after halftime? Yeah, thank you. And you know, just bouncing up and down and boom. What did we talk about that leading up to the Super Bowl about where they were practicing, right?
Ooh.
And that the field was there in the soft grass or however, you know. So if these guys want to hold out and get their money, I'm all for it. Because you think about it, in preseason, I know the guys, they're practicing, they're exercising, they're keeping their bodies in shape, and so. But I think what the real issue is that now they want to move it up. Didn't I hear that they want to go not only 17 but 18 games?
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. Right. I mean, it's a joke that. There's just no doubt. It's a joke that the NFL is the most harsh on player contracts related to non-guarantees. I mean, it just is. And that's why you're right. Like Brandon Ayuk, Trent Williams, McCaffrey, whoever, they got to try to get their money. And the Niners got to make that decision. So no, like if I blame all parties right now. I don't blame one party over another at all. I just don't.
Well, and that's why, I mean, I don't know. What I've felt this offseason is the Niners are trying to win the deal against Ayuk, and Ayuk's trying to win the deal for himself, you know, to get the most money. And what I don't know about you, Sonny, what I feel like I've learned is that when you try to win the deal, everybody loses. Everyone loses. The team loses because either it has to fork over more money or they don't get their player in on time. The player loses because either they get their money or they don't. Either way, if they hold out, they're not in the best shape possible. And so the team suffers because of that. So the team is either losing or the player is losing, and either it has to do with money or performance on the field. But when you make it about winning a deal and you don't make it about football and trying to set yourself up for the year or the best possible training camp, you're going to run into a situation like this where a week and a half before the season kicks off against the New York Jets, we're talking about distractions, and we're not talking about the things that are positive or what we're looking forward to tonight from the starters or the fact that this actually looks like the Niners have a really good rookie class. I know that Pearsall kind of overshadows a lot of things because of his injuries, and apparently they knew about it during the draft process, but I think Jacob Cowling's looked really good. Malik Mustafa looks like a player for him. Dominic Pooney's probably going to be their starting right guard. You know, they got players in this rookie class, I think, that can play and that can help the team this year and in the future, but we're not talking about those guys. We're talking about Brandon Ayuk, and we're talking about Trent Williams.
If you want some positivity, I got it. I got it right here, right now. He's always been positive. He remains positive, and he always will be positive. Let's go to Antonio in Oakland. Hey, Antonio, how you doing, buddy?
Oh, good, man. Like, tonight's game, I'm not going to say it's, like, not important at all. I'm not going to say it's a lot important. It's like I'm in the middle.
Okay.
And of course, I want them to, you know, score touchdowns and, you know, throw the ball downfield. You know, I want Jacob Cowling to do good, Ricky Pearsall, guys like that. But honestly, man, like, Purdy's going to be all right. The offense is going to be all right. You know, the slow start defense is usually ahead of the offense, but I'm not worried, man. Yeah, of course, the division's going to be better, conference, whatever. The 49ers are going to win the division for sure. Mm. Like, they're not going to win every game by 30 points against the Rams, Seahawks, and Cardinals, but they're going to go 5-1 minimum. So I'm not worried. In the words of our rival Aaron Rodgers, relax.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, like, that's that. And as far as teams moving, my Oakland A's are moving to Vegas or wherever they're moving.
Yep.
But I'm still going to be an A's fan. You know, and I got brothers that are Raider fans, and they're still Raider fans, and my dad, too. So that's how it goes.
Appreciate it, Antonio. And you know what? And let me be the first to say, that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
You have the option to continue to root for the A's or to kick them to the curb. It's your call.
I mean, I know some Niners fans, they still support the Niners, but they're pretty pissed about them moving from Candlestick to Levi's. So much to the point that they don't go to games at Levi's Stadium now because it's not the shtick.
You think there are anybody, there's still people like that?
Oh, I know there are people like that. We both know mutual people that are like that. They will not set foot on the grounds of Levi's Stadium, as strange as that sounds, because they don't play at Candlestick anymore.
I mean, this team is in a shambles. I mean, how could I miss that? The locker room is divided. The fan base is divided.
Do you think the fan base is divided?
Niners?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah, I know.
Now, the Giants fan base, on the other hand.
Oh, boy.
I am worried about.
I've never heard of a San Francisco 49er fan hate watching their team. But I've heard of a Giants fan hate watching their team.
How about this little piece of news that's come out? The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced a series of changes to its annual selection process on Friday, including the reduction of the waiting period for coaches from 5 years to one.
Why?
You know why. Think about it.
Did they
Who are they kowtowing to?
Did they amend this rule for the hoodie?
Yes, they did. Paragraph number two.
He's going to get in anyways.
Paragraph number two.
Why does Bill Belichick get to jump the line?
That means six-time Super Bowl champion Bill Belichick of the Patriots could receive his bronze bust and gold jacket in Canton as soon as 2026.
See, this is actually, I'm glad you brought this up because this is a problem that I have with sports.
Huh?
And I was talking to one of my friends who is a hitting coach for a minor league affiliate with the Padres.
Ooh,
thank you. So I was just curious what he thought about, you know, Scott Servais getting fired. The Mariners in town to play the Giants. They fired their manager.
Yeah.
And he says, well, you know, he wasn't able to, you know, wasn't able to get the group right. Wasn't able to do this. We make it too much about the coaches. Players play and coaches coach. It's not about the coaches more than it's about the players. If your players aren't very good, I'm sorry. The greatest coach in the world is not going to be able to get them to where they need to go. And I just feel like all the time we place the blame and the shortcomings of players at the feet of the coaches. It's why Steve Wilks is no longer a San Francisco 49er, because he was scapegoated last year by his best defensive player. And we make it so much about how the coaches aren't getting this out of the guys and how they're not helping these guys and not putting them in the position to succeed. Last I checked, Kyle Shanahan's not resetting the market next year. Nick Sorensen's not going to reset the market among defensive coordinators. You're not paying a head coach $60 million a year. You paid the quarterback.
Hmm.
You're not paying the manager of the San Francisco Giants $30 million a year.
Yeah.
You're paying their starting pitcher.
Yeah.
Why is that? Because they're more important.
Yeah, no, I mean.
And this pisses me off because they're telling you, they didn't amend the rule for the players, by the way. Players still got to wait 5 years. But Bill Belichick can get in after one. That's hogwash.
Well, what sticks out to me is essentially what you're saying is that Bruce Bochy had no responsibility for the Texas Rangers winning the World Series because he didn't matter. He was just the guy wearing a hat.
What's the Rangers' record right now?
Well, they're not the same team as last year.
Oh, last I checked, they got the same right fielder. They got the same shortstop. They got the same second baseman. They got the same number one pitcher. They actually have a better closer. Why aren't they better?
I don't know. I can't speak to this year. All I can tell you is I don't think the Rangers won many World Series before Bochy got there.
No, they did not. They made it to two, and they got down to a seventh
so
game.
So if you had it your way, Gabe Kapler would be one of the longest-tenured Giants managers.
No.
Yeah. Okay.
No. The players gave up on him.
Oh, how come?
Because they didn't believe in him. Hmm. That doesn't make him a bad manager. So you asked me about Bochy. What?
That's two teams now where the team's given up on him.
Who?
Kapler. Phillies and the Giants.
Well, the Phillies give up on everybody.
Not this year. Not under
Yeah, exactly.
Not under Thompson.
Name me the manager.
Thompson.
You can name me the lineup, but you can't name me the manager.
Not the famous Philadelphia Philly, Milt Thompson. It's another Thompson.
By the way, yes. Bochy was extremely important to the Texas Rangers last year. All I'm saying is that he wasn't more important than the combination of Marcus Semien, Corey Seager, Adolis Garcia.
Stinks Garcia.
Nathan Eovaldi, Andrew Heaney. I can keep going if you want, but I'm not. That's a drop.
No, it is.
Just saying, look, coaches are important. I'm never going to say that Steve Kerr is more important than Steph Curry.
No, but I might say that Mark Jackson may never have won a title with the Warriors.
But that means that Steph Curry would have never won a title.
Yeah, exactly. That's right.
You've told me that that's complete BS before.
What do you mean? Well, I'm
because that means you're putting the coach above the player.
Oh, I think I think sometimes that's the case.
I think the Warriors could have won a title if Mark Jackson was coaching Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, they might not have gone 16-1, but I'd like to believe over 3 years they would have won a title.
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
Steiny.
Dude.
Come on.
Dude. He had no creativity. Steve Kerr took the Warriors to a level Mark Jackson never would have been able to take them because he doesn't even know how to coach the system that Kerr put in.
I agree.
Like he just doesn't believe in that.
No, I completely agree.
Okay.
But the Warriors have four titles under Kerr. I'm saying is I think they would have been able to win one.
Yeah, I don't. I think another coach would have been able to. I just don't think Mark Jackson would have ever won a title with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Now, Durant, if he comes, I don't know. I mean, that team could have won without a coach. But I'm also thinking, I'm actually not putting Durant in the equation. Maybe I should. But he wouldn't have. He was never going to survive that long. He had a death wish. Well, from the day he started. He did. He was 3 months in, and he got extorted, and it was so bad.
Look, I'm not saying that Mark Jackson is, you know, Red Auerbach, but he's not an anvil. He's not Steiny.
I don't think he would have. I just don't.
If Mark Jackson I know you hate to think about this. If Mark Jackson was still the head coach of the Golden State Warriors, Steph Curry would be ringless, is what you're saying. Because I don't think that you believe that.
He might be. I owe Curry nothing.
Well, that's
all I said. I just said, obviously I can't prove it. I'm telling you.
He stunk. We get it. He stunk.
Thank you.
He's good enough to win a playoff series, though.
And
why did he win a playoff series? Because of his players.
He was 1-2 in postseason series. 1-2.
Yeah, but he never had the higher seed. Didn't have home court.
Why not? Because he couldn't get his teams to produce in the regular season.
The year before the year.
Oh, I got Murillo's on the Xfinity Mobile text line. He's Murillo, you're done.
What? No.
I'm not reading your thing, Murillo.
I'll put him right through.
Murillo's done. Anyway.
You've been soft.
I'm trying to think of what other head coaches you don't like.
Randy Whitman.
I think he might have had a chance with Curry, KD, and Clay.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I think he might have had a chance.
You know what?
Patino?
Patino wins with the Warriors.
What about, oh, boy.
Well, you know who
who's
probably
the guy who benched Curry?
Keith Smart?
Yeah, he wins.
Let me tell you who. Let me tell you where we'd have rings on both hands.
He wouldn't have let Curry guard Kyrie in Game 7.
If we had Finchie in here, we'd be wearing rings on both hands. Mm-hmm. All right, Philmo Mike says I need to be checked.
Please, get him, Mike.
What's up, Philmo? Check me.
Yeah, Steiny. I'm gonna, you dare right up there, check you. Steiny.
Check you, bro. Oh, I'm right here. That's what P.J. Carlissimo said to Sprewell. I'm right here.
Yeah, and he don't get choked. Don't not get choked. It happened. You know, I'm from the mean street.
Yeah, I know.
But listen, though. I'm not going to disrespect you and call you a dork like I did a couple years ago because I really rock with you. I really rock with you. But you sound crazy, man. I got a caper for Google. First of all, Frank Vogel got a championship. You mean to tell me Mark Jackson couldn't get no championship? Come on, Steiny. Just because you couldn't get the exclusive interview back in the day, you still mad at Mark Jackson, man. Come on, Steiny.
Steiny. It was wrong.
Come on, Steiny. Don't do Mark Jackson like that, dude.
Oh, I'll do him like
Frank
that.
Frank Vogel got a ship.
You know who got the start for the Golden State Warriors? You know how he determined the starting lineup? What five players brought him apples in the morning and put them on the teacher's desk? That's who he started.
But, Steiny, you fair to you act like you wasn't there when the Warriors was trash after the We Believe years.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody came in and cleaned up shop, and that man was Mark Jackson, and he still ain't got a chance. Meanwhile, he got all these Thibodeaux and Frank Vogels and all these average-ass, lame-ass coaches keep getting gigs again. Come on, man. Don't disrespect Mark Jackson like that. You better be careful.
Get him, Mike.
Philmo, I gotta disrespect Mark Jackson. I just have to.
You better be careful.
All right, give me one more before you get out.
Budenholzer.
Hit me one more time.
Oh. Hey, but look, we gotta go play golf, Steiny. I'm gonna get you. You go, bro, I swear to God, I shot like a 94 a couple weeks ago. I was hitting everything.
That's
was
pretty
like,
good. Where'd you play?
Everything was perfectly sounding. I played at, it started with a C. And it's in
Alameda.
Alameda, Carica.
Carica Park.
Yeah,
yeah, that's good. That's an easy course. All right. I'm messing with you. I'm messing with you. Hey, I'll get out there with you, Philmo. I'll get out there with
you. Carica par 3.
They have multiple courses.
Okay.
They do have a par 3. They have also the South course, and they're working on the North. So eventually, they're going to have two courses out there.
How much land have they got in Alameda?
It's nice. Nice piece of property.
Good Lord.
Nice piece of property. 94, though, Philmo. That ain't bad.
Hey, you're cracking 100.
That
you're
ain't
good
bad.
In my book. That's bogey golf,
I
brother.
Saw a stat that... Now, this is based on whether or not people tell the truth, which nobody does anymore, except yours truly.
Mm-hmm.
Like 80% of golfers don't break 100. They just can't. Now, everybody says they can. You know why?
Your boy did.
Who?
Oh, come on, me. I told you, 98.
Yeah.
First round in 5 years.
Yeah, okay.
I'm a natural.
Okay. Let's see you do it in front of me.
Roy Hobbs.
All right. Okay, 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up next on the game? It's presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.